Howdy, folks. You know, I've been thinking, children would be perfect if families just swapped kids. It seems everybody knows how to raise somebody else's children. This is Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Gum to bring you just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment, and I'm a great one for entertaining at home. I reckon you know that if you've read the society pages lately. Items like this one from the Winston County Hornet. I quote, "The Pat Buttrams entertained a few friends at dinner last Friday for Lord and Lady Bindlestiff, and in honor of Master Reginald Bindlestiff II on his release from reform school. The party was marred by only one incident. Master Reggie was injured when the Buttram piano fell on him just as he was trying to sneak it out the window. Mr. Buttram took the incident sportingly. The piano is in pieces, he said, and I've always been fond of piano pieces." Unquote. Now, you might think I just said that as a way to introduce our first musical number. Well, maybe you're right. Anyway, here's the Jack Halloran Quartet to sing Back to Donegal.
It seems like only yesterday I sailed from Albacore. A wanderer from Aaron's Isle, I landed in New York. There wasn't a soul to greet me there, a stranger on your shore. But Irish luck was with me here, and riches came galore. And now that I'm going back again through dear old Aaron's Isle, my friends will meet me on the pier and greet me with a smile. Their faces sure I've almost forgot, I've been so long away. But me mother will introduce them all, and this to me will say, shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and here is your sister Kate. And there's the girl you used to swing down on the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbors and kiss the cummings all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
They'll give a party when I go home. They'll come from near and far. They'll line the roads for miles and miles with jocund Irish cars. The spirits will flow and we'll all be gay. We'll fill your heart with joy. The pipe will play an Irish reel to greet the Yankee boy.
We'll dance and sing the whole night long. Such fun you've never seen. The lads will be decked in corduroy, the collins wearing green.
There'll be thousands there that I've never seen. I've been so long away. But me mother will introduce them all, and this to me will say,
meet Brannigan, Fannigan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCuffy, Malachy, Mahone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Hooley, Muldowney, Malone, Madigan, Cadigan, Lanahan, Flanahan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Hoolahan, Flynn, Shanahan, Manahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Kelly, O'Kelly, McGinnis, McGinn.
Great galloping shillelaghs, fellas. I believe we've left out one of the grandest clans of old Erin. We'd better run back and see if we can find him.
Brannigan, Fannigan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCuffy, Malachy, Mahone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Hooley, Muldowney, Malone, Fannigan, Cadigan, Lanahan, Flanahan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Hoolahan, Flynn, Shanahan, Manahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Kelly, O'Kelly, McGinnis, O'Buttram. Shake hands with all of the neighbors and kiss the cummings all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Oh, faith, and there's all too few of us left here. Dear old Donegal, that's three wonderful words to a lot of us. And there's, you know, there's three words on the wrapper of Ever Stick a Double Mint that I'd like for you to notice. Helpful, refreshing, delicious. What I like about those words now is they don't claim anything that you can't prove yourself. Just chew a stick of double mint and first thing your taste will tell you is that it's delicious. There's no arguing about that. And it's just as plain to see that double mint is refreshing, too, because that cool, clean flavor gives you a pleasant lift that tells you so. And the way it cools your mouth and sweetens your breath, that's refreshing, too. And as for being healthful, well, chewing double mint offers you so many wonderful helps like easing tension and aiding digestion. Well, it'd take me a long time to tell the whole story, but it'd be quicker for you just to get some double mint gum and see for yourself how true those three words are. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. I notice this month of January, it's the anniversary of the birthday of Benjamin Franklin. Some folks call him the inventor of thrift because, you know, he told people to save. Some folks, though, they save the wrong things. You ever notice? I'm thinking about people that never throw anything away. Our house was just full of such things. Maybe yours is, too. It had torn lampshades, old shoes, warped tennis rackets, and dilapidated telescopes. Hey, you remember them? Before we had suitcase, we had what they call telescopes to carry clothes in. All these hundreds of things like that, absolutely worthless. And there's only one way to get rid of it. When your wife goes on a trip for a week or so, we'll just have it hauled to the city dump. Chances are the little woman won't miss any of it for a while, and then when she does, she'll not holler too much. That's how it was with me. I know when Mrs. Buttram found out what I'd done, well, I was only in the hospital 2 weeks, I think. But here's the orchestra now to play a number that'll give you an idea of how old these boys are. Boys? Oh. Here's the vamp. I wish you'd fix those songs. You can tell when they end. You never know. You know, I guess all of us know how important it is to have a pleasant breath. And the best clean breath insurance I know of course, is double mint chewing gum. There's no worry about offending folks when you chew double mint, because you can tell your mouth tastes fresh and clean and cool. So you be sure to have double mint handy all the time, will you? A package in your purse or pocket, and a few extra packages around the house, too. Well, you hear that? That's the Buttram bonus time music, the signal for everybody interested in self-improvement to gather around and learn practically nothing. Today, my subject is grandmas. Grandma, they sure have changed since the days of lavender shawls and red underwear. They used to just sit and rock. I don't know, about all the exercise they got was watering the geraniums. But today, Grandma, oh, she's the family fireball. When the rest of the family are getting ready for bed, well, Grandma's flouncing out for a jolly time at the grandmother's club. And you want to know what tune is number one on the hit parade? Ask Grandma. And who was the lady who answered the $64,000 question on television, you know, about horse racing? Grandma. Grandma used to be the babysitter, but today she can't be bothered. She's over at the schoolyard coaching the sixth grade basketball team while she's She's chomping on her double mint and looking as young as she feels. I can remember when Grandma was president of the Woman Shakespeare Society. Today she's corresponding secretary of the Elvis Presley Fan Club. And in her spare time, she's mother to a Boy Scout troop. And she gets all the daily papers so she can work the crossword puzzles. And she usually finishes about first in the hot rod races, too. I don't know. When I was a boy, Grandma's meals consisted of oatmeal and weak tea. Today, Grandma locks... She likes lots of mustard on her hot dog with a wash of bicarbonate of soda. Well, I'll tell you. Today's grandma is a grand old girl. We all love her. We just wish we had the strength to keep up with her. That's all. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today. But speaking of grandmas, here's our nomination for... President of the Grandmother's Club of 1987. Paula Richards singing Wonder Bar, Wonder Showing.
Wonder Bar, Wonder Showing, like a bee. Refrain, how wonderful you are. When you smile, angels sing, and my happy heart takes wing. You are so wonderful. When we walk hand in hand, I am in a wonderland. Each road a lover's lane. For your kiss, wonder sweet, has made my life complete, and so wonderful. And
well, we're mighty glad you could be listening today. We'll be back tomorrow, so that'll leave you plenty of time to get your supply of your favorite after every meal enjoyment. Delicious double mint chewing gum. Chew it after every meal, will you, to help keep your teeth clean. Well, this is Pat Buttram, and I've noticed that men hope their lean years are behind them. Women hope theirs are ahead. Goodbye. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CDS Radio Network.